Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams, airing each Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com. Today I've got a really astonishing show for you. I did a lot of research for this show, and it concerns what I believe will be a coming national emergency, civil war, and impeachment of the president, which I do believe has a very high chance of happening, at least the impeachment vote in the House, not the conviction in the Senate, but the impeachment vote in the House. Now, all of this centers around a scenario I'm going to lay out here with you for the next hour. I call this the Trump chaos plan. And as I describe here, I believe that President Trump has a plan for allowing increased chaos on the political spectrum for reasons that will become clear throughout this broadcast, that chaos, in essence, concentrates power in the hands of the executive branch of government. So let me cover this very quickly. So you know we have a separation of powers in our constitutional republic. We have the judicial branch, you know, the court system, which is largely left-leaning, and they like to override everything the president wants to do, especially things via executive order. We then have the legislative branch, which is Congress. I believe that because of the censorship of conservatives and the ongoing propaganda campaign by the left-wing media, that the Democrats will take the House this November in the midterm elections. That's my prediction. And I'm giving that greater than 50% chance. It might be more like 80%. I don't have the exact number, but I think they're going to take the House unless something dramatic changes between now and then, which is unlikely to happen. So I also think this is part of Trump's plan. I actually believe that Trump wants Democrats to take the House, and I'll lay that out here. Then the other branch, of course, we have is the executive branch, which Trump is currently heading up. So in times of national emergencies, where does power go? Power tends to get concentrated in the hands of the executive branch. That's Trump. When there are no national emergencies, power is roughly evenly spread out throughout the three branches. So you've got the court system that can say no to presidential executive orders. The courts can nullify laws. But Congress can also defund operations that it doesn't want to fund, such as regulators or even the FBI for that matter. Yes, Congress has the power to deplatform the entire FBI if it wanted to. So it is because Trump is being resisted by the deep state at every level of government right now. He's finding himself in a battle that he can't win unless the playing field is shifted in his favor. The courts nullify all his decisions. Congress is a do-nothing Congress right now. Well, plus you have the filibuster in the Senate, which prohibits essentially passing any laws without a two-thirds vote. So he can't get two-thirds support in the Senate. Not enough conservative senators there. So nothing is getting done in the legislative branch of government. The executive branch is where Trump has power to get things done if the executive branch can consolidate more power in the short term. Where can that come from? Well, national emergencies. And as I'll lay out in this program, it comes from executive orders that were signed and put into place by none other than Barack Obama. In fact, I'm going to cite a specific executive order that was signed by Barack Obama on July 6th, 2012. This order, I believe, was put in place to give Barack Obama and then later Hillary Clinton the power to completely seize all internet websites and take over the internet and block conservative or non-left-wing viewpoints. That is on the books, and it is now under the control of President Trump. So by winning the presidency, Trump has actually taken over these powers that were put in place by Barack Obama and intended to be used by Hillary Clinton. And how might President Trump use these powers to help save America and destroy the deep state? That's the chaos plan.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
You're listening to Counterthink. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. Today's topic is the Trump chaos plan. And this is a theory analysis that I'm laying out here during this episode of Counterthink that says that Trump needs maximum chaos in America in order to consolidate power by invoking executive orders that have been on the books since Obama. In fact, Obama put these on the books. So I'm going to lay out for you exactly how this works and why Trump wants to be impeached and why Trump wants maximum chaos to reign supreme across the cultural landscape so that he can invoke national emergencies that then consolidate power in his hands, which he would then use to destroy the deep state and seek massive criminal prosecutions and arrests of deep state actors, such as Robert Mueller, for example. And also at the same time, it would give Trump the power to seize control of the internet tech giants that are currently demolishing the First Amendment, you might say, by censoring all pro-America websites and pro-Trump websites. So this is a bold plan. But just to be clear, I don't have any special inside information. Nobody from the Trump administration has contacted me. No one's leaked anything to me about this. This is 100% my own analysis and projection of what is coming. Now, in case you're wondering, do I have any credentials to talk about what's coming? I'll just mention this about cryptocurrency. About a year ago, I warned people to get out of Bitcoin. I warned people that there was a Bitcoin bubble and that the cryptocurrency ICO markets, which stands for initial coin offering, that they were garbage, that the money-raising ventures were built on just hoaxes and fraud and really incredibly stupid white papers written by people who have no idea how to run a business. I warned people to get out of those systems and or not invest in them, and I warned people that Bitcoin was going to crash. Now, by December of last year, Bitcoin had skyrocketed to almost $20,000. And I told people that it can't last. It's going to blow out. And remember, at that time, everybody was saying, oh, no, Bitcoin's going to $100,000 a coin or $1 million a coin. And people were attacking me. How dare you say something negative about Bitcoin? It's going to replace the dollar. It's going to replace the Federal Reserve. Well, I love the idea of decentralized cryptocurrency, but I knew that this was hype. And so I warned people about Bitcoin. And since then, of course, it has collapsed. It's about a 90% drop overall in other cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has dropped from about $20,000 to about $6,000 and hovered somewhere between $6,000 and roughly $6,500 for the last month or so. I saw that coming. That wasn't even difficult to see coming, and that's why I never wavered from that prediction. So if you're asking, do I have any kind of credentials to be talking about what's coming, this is why. I also predicted the dot-com crash that happened in 2000/2001. I started warning about that in 1998 and 99. And I'm on the record predicting the housing bubble and the housing crash in roughly 2008. I started warning about that 1 to 2 years ahead of that. So I've got not 100% perfect track record. I've made some prediction mistakes. Some of my predictions have been off in terms of timing. That's always the most difficult part. For example, I thought that the stock market would have corrected and cratered long before now. I thought that after the 2008 correction, the housing bubble collapse, and the bailout of the financial industry, I thought we'd be looking at a crash no later than 2012. But they kept pumping more money into the system, quantitative easing. And that's what kept it afloat and caused an escalation of the artificial valuation of the market even to this day. So we know that a massive market correction is coming. I happen to agree with Peter Schiff on his assessment of the current market situation. But we just don't know when, because there are a lot of things that government can do to prop things up. So when you hear my analysis today of what I call the Trump chaos plan, keep in mind that it's not a 100% prediction, and I'm not claiming it is, but I believe that Trump has come to the realization that he can only defeat the deep state and save America by temporarily seizing more power through a national emergency. because that is what's written on the books. Once you declare a national emergency, you can invoke the executive orders that were put in place by Barack Obama. So how does this plan look? What does this look like? How does this begin to roll out? So let's take a look at that. Number one, first, I think Trump has already conceded that the midterms will go to the Democrats. Now, I know many people disagree with that. Rush Limbaugh thinks there will be no blue wave. I happen to think that unless something dramatic changes between now and November, and I mean really big, I think that the incredible rage and anger of people on the left will bring them to the voting booths in record numbers. Meanwhile, conservatives, for the most part, are sitting on their butts doing nothing because they're lazy and they're pathetic. They think Trump's in office, Trump's going to save them, and they're not worried about what's going to happen anymore. They don't fully realize their country's being stolen from them. I'm talking about establishment Republicans. They're not going to go vote. I think that we're going to lose, conservatives are going to lose, let's say, 40 seats in the House, something on that order. Again, based on current conditions, which could change, but consider 40 to 45 seats will be lost by Republicans in Congress, and that would give the Democrats a majority in the House. Now, of course, that majority will not be sworn in until January of 2019, which means that between the November elections and 2019, you've got roughly 2 months. Of course, Christmas taking up much of December, you know, the holidays and people not working in Washington and so on. But I believe that during this time, Trump may begin to unleash prosecutions of deep state actors. For example, Barack Obama himself may be prosecuted for money laundering and violating international banking laws and funneling billions of dollars to Iran in order to fund their nuclear weapons program. And he did this in violation of U.S. laws and international banking laws. And, I mean, he flew a cargo plane full of cash into Iran in order to accomplish this. I believe that Barack Obama may be facing an indictment, as well as John Brennan. Indictments, I believe, are already being prepared and may be issued against hundreds of deep state actors at that time, but it won't happen until after the elections. So there's this two-month period between when the election is over and the time that the Democrats are sworn in. And during that two-month period, I believe it's very likely that Trump is going to unleash an enormous amount of prosecutorial action, criminal indictments, investigations, and so on against numerous deep state actors, which could include Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton herself, for obstruction of justice and destruction of evidence, as well as Barack Obama and other deep state players, such as James Clapper. Bruce Orr is probably on that list as well. So watch for that. So far, the elections will go for Democrats, by and large. We may lose 40 to 45 seats in the House, conservatives. And then Trump will use that time period to really attack, through prosecutions and investigations and even indictments, many deep state operators. Now then, in January, the new Congress gets sworn in. This new Democrat Congress will immediately move to impeach Trump. I don't know what day that will take place, but let's say by the end of January, impeachment will be either already done, there will already be a vote accomplished, or it will be very close to that. Maybe February at the latest, but sometime very early in 2019, Trump is likely to be impeached. That will set off two things. Number one, as Trump has accurately warned, it will set off a massive market crash. Now, if you think about this, Trump knows the market is going to crash anyway, but he needs to offload the blame to someone else, and this is the perfect opportunity to do so. So the minute the impeachment happens, the markets will crash, and Trump will blame the Democrats for the market crash instead of taking the blame himself for the market crash that was inevitable anyway. You know, Trump didn't cause the market overvaluation, but he sure can accelerate the timing of the crash through policy maneuvers and even Fed maneuvers. He can accomplish that, and the impeachment is the perfect time to do that and blame it on the Democrats. Much more analysis straight ahead. This is Mike Adams with CounterThink on Infowars.com.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
I should remind you as we continue this exploration of what I call the Trump chaos plan that these are projections. These are not 100% certain predictions. Can't say that this is exactly how it's going to happen, but it makes strategic sense. I should also offer a disclaimer that this plan, this analysis, is not endorsed by Alex Jones or InfoWars. Alex has invited me to do this show because he respects my own independent views and analysis. And you know, we don't talk about these topics in advance. This is my take on things, may or may not agree entirely with Alex's take on things. And that's why I encourage you to listen to both of us and see what you think is accurate. Because, you know, we believe in freedom of speech. And we believe in being able to hear different viewpoints and decide for yourself. So continuing on, in summary, Trump needs a certain amount of chaos in the future, the near future, in order to concentrate power in the executive branch of government. Now, what we've talked about so far is the Democrats taking the House in November, voting to impeach Trump in January, and then the market crashing probably by March of 2019. And by crash, I mean at least a 40 or 50% plunge in the Dow. So, you know, 50% drop over the period of even 2 weeks would be a major market crash. But it could also happen much more quickly than 2 weeks. It could happen over a few days. Now, in addition to this market crash happening after the impeachment of President Trump, and by impeachment, I mean just in the House, a vote to impeach, but not a conviction in the Senate. There will not be a conviction in the Senate. I'm not predicting that. There will be a vote to impeach in the House, and that's it. And Trump won't leave office, he won't lose power, and he won't resign. In fact, I believe this is part of his plan. This is the Trump chaos plan. So at the same time that the market starts crashing, you're going to start to see a massive uprising of pro-Trump forces across America. I believe that the American people at some point will decide we've had enough. Enough of the deep state corruption, enough of the witch hunt against Trump, enough of the selective prosecution of Trump associates such as Paul Manafort or General Michael Flynn and so on. And they will say, where are the prosecutions against Hillary Clinton and her crimes and her collusion and cover-ups? What about Barack Obama? What about John Brennan? All these deep state actors. What about the whole illegality of the FISA warrant to spy on Trump associates? James Comey was involved. Robert Mueller has been involved in this cover-up. There's a long list of people. And I think that a lot of pro-Trump patriots will take to the streets at that point. I believe there will be marches, perhaps, or public displays of outrage. And most likely, we're going to see an escalation now of radical Antifa groups clashing with more right-wing groups that are pro-Trump. And in fact, Oath Keepers is forming a new group called Spartans that are being trained to have an organized defense against Antifa violence. So you're going to have Spartans on one side and perhaps Proud Boys, and you're going to have Antifa and other radical left-wing terrorist groups like By Any Means Necessary, and I think they're called the Red Guards of Austin, Texas. It's like a commie group that runs around trying to intimidate people. You're going to see a lot of clashes, and I think many of those clashes will turn violent. We've seen that the insane, deranged left will attack police officers across America. They hate the cops and they want to commit violence against the police. And believe it or not, it is Donald Trump in the position of the president, the head of the executive branch, who profits from the chaos. The more chaotic it gets, the more there's violence in the streets, the more cops are being attacked. Guess what? The stronger justification there is to declare and invoke emergency powers, national emergency powers. And I believe that that is the end game here. I also think that as of right now, I think I'm the only person who has this analysis. Maybe you think it's crazy, but to me, this makes sense. He wants maximum chaos. He wants a stock market crash. He wants people marching in the streets. He wants the impeachment vote to have taken place because he needs conservatives to be outraged at the witch hunt. He needs conservatives to rise up, really, and start defending their country, which I tend to agree with. We need to defend our nation. We need to not using violence, but through a show of courage and a show of numbers, we need to defend our republic and we need to arrest and indict the deep state actors. In fact, I've argued for that for a long time. I'm the one who said we should arrest Tim Cook of Apple. I mean, he's a communist collaborator. We should arrest the tech giants, the CEOs of Google and YouTube and Facebook. I think Mark Zuckerberg should be indicted and prosecuted. And how do you get there? Well, guess what? You have to seize the means of communication temporarily. Well, it turns out that there is an order on the books to accomplish exactly that. In July 6th of 2012, former President Barack Obama signed an executive order. It is titled as such, Assignment of National Security and Emergency Preparedness Communications Functions. That's the executive order. You got that? And it says in this executive order, I'm reading verbatim, and this is still on the White House website. You can go to whitehouse.gov, and you can search for this, and you can read it yourself. I encourage you to do that. Again, it's called the Assignment of National Security and Emergency Preparedness Communications Functions. Again, signed July 6, 2012. Quote, communications that support the continuity of government. Key phrase, right? Continuity of government. Federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal emergency preparedness and response communications, non-military executive branch communication systems, critical infrastructure protection networks, that would be the internet, and non-military communications networks, that would be the entire media and all the internet tech giants, particularly with respect to prioritization and restoration. Now, that phrase is in the context of seizing control of that. You can read the whole thing yourself if you want. Again, it's on whitehouse.gov. But I read that paragraph because it specifically names that this executive order grants the President of the United States, who was Barack Obama at the time but is now Donald Trump, the power to seize all non-military communications infrastructure across America. Do you understand? You see the game plan now? But Donald Trump, he needs to temporarily seize control in order to restore freedom of speech to America. He has to have these tech giants, their CEOs arrested or shut down. He has to have some form of control that is asserted against these corporations because they are violating the First Amendment and they are lying to America. They're silencing all pro-America voices. Well, how do you take control of them if Congress won't do anything? Congress is sitting around doing nothing. And Jeff Sessions is sitting around doing nothing because the DOJ is obviously run by the deep state, even with Sessions there. So how do you accomplish seizing control temporarily so that you can restore a level playing field to America? You allow chaos to unfold, and then you invoke the emergency powers that were put on the books by Barack Obama. And that is exactly the plan that I believe is unfolding. And it will only be more justified when you have chaos in the streets, when you have almost a civil war, blood in the streets, perhaps shooting, perhaps violence against police carried out by radical leftists, and you have a stock market crash, and people are panicking and flinging themselves off buildings. Then you have enough chaos to start invoking these emergency powers that are already on the books. And I think that's the plan. And I'll give you more details on that as we return. You're listening to Counterthink with Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now ask yourself this question. Do people in power profit from chaos? And the answer is yes. I mean, look at 9/11. Look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Look at major false flag events. Look at history and the history of war, the history of false flags. Chaos is a tool that's often used by people in power, sometimes for good and sometimes for evil, usually for evil if you think about it. But in this case, I believe that President Donald Trump has come to realize that the deep state is so powerful and so dangerous to America that this country will not survive unless Trump resorts to desperate action. Desperate action that concentrates power in his hands on a temporary basis. Now, again, I don't have any special contacts with the Trump administration. No one's leaked anything to me on this. I can't back this up with quotes. I can only back it up with the executive orders that are on the books and an analysis of what I think the plan is. And the plan, I believe, is the chaos plan. I think Trump has come to realize that, you know, even when he signed executive orders, the courts would overrule them. Even when there are criminals on the left, like Hillary Clinton, the DOJ will not prosecute them. Even when there's extreme corruption at the prosecutorial level, by Robert Mueller, for example, it is not opposed. You know, we're losing this country day by day because the left is lawless and they are vicious and they will break every rule, violate every law, lie, deceive. They will do anything to carry out a political coup against President Trump, get him out of office, and then overrun this country and destroy America. And Trump has come to the realization that he is going to have to allow a certain amount of chaos to unfold in order to take the power on a temporary basis. Again, it's not like he's becoming a dictator long term. This is executive order emergency power to then push back against the deep state and push back against the tech giants. Now, historically, the danger is, and I know many of you in the audience are listening to this and you're saying, well, wait a minute, Mike, that sounds really dangerous. We don't want the government to concentrate power. And I agree with you in the long term. We absolutely do not. In fact, government is too big. It's too dangerous. It has way too much power over our lives. We need a government that's 1/20th the current size. You know, really, it's way too big, way too powerful. But Trump can use that power temporarily to try to push back against the deep state that has now declared absolute war on America. So you might want to make an exception, as I am doing, saying, you know what, I can understand this on a temporary basis because we are under attack. This is it's like an invasion of America. It's a state of war against America. The left, they want communism here. They want to overrun the Constitution. They want to take away your First Amendment rights, as they've already done at the tech giants. They want to take away your Second Amendment rights, literally go door to door and take all your firearms. So we are in a state of undeclared war right now, a war on America that's being carried out by the left. So what is necessary to stop that war? How do we protect America and achieve victory? So in my view, if there's a president like Trump who needs to temporarily seize some degree of emergency powers in order to give us a fighting chance, we the people, then I'm not opposed to that. So I'm not opposed to this plan, even though in the hands of the wrong person, it could be a very dangerous concentration of powers. It sort of depends on who has the power. But long term, I agree with you. We don't want the government to have this power. We really want a decentralized system. We don't even really want a federal government at all. I think we should have more 10th Amendment states powers. I think Washington is way too bloated. It's going to go bankrupt sooner or later anyway. It will collapse at some point. $20 trillion in debt, and it continues to rise under President Trump too. But in the short term, can a guy like Trump use these emergency powers to seize power and push back against the deep state and throw some of those criminals in prison and maybe give back some freedom of speech to us on the internet by invoking these emergency powers? Potentially. I believe that's his plan. I think that's his plan. So what this would look like is, again, Trump, it's like Sun Tzu, right? Or Sun Tzu, as it's pronounced in Chinese, the art of war. Sun Tzu said that when you're strong, you have to feign weakness. When you're weak, you have to feign strength. Right now, I believe that Trump has the strength of these executive orders that are on the books, these emergency powers, but he's feigning weakness and is going to allow the system to impeach him in order to spark the chaos that ultimately he will use to invoke emergency powers. Because the stock market crash that's sure to follow, well, under this scenario, Trump gets to blame the Democrats for it, doesn't he? And say, look, you destroyed faith in the U.S. economy by impeaching the president and by attacking our democracy. And he'll be right in saying that. And the Democrats will start to get blamed as people lose their jobs, people are on the streets, losing their paychecks, homeless, you know, leaping off tall buildings, mass suicide throughout the financial markets, guess who people are going to blame? They're going to blame Democrats for the impeachment and the resulting financial chaos. And then the chaos in the streets begins because the American people are fed up with the deep state. They've had enough of the attacks on America and the attacks on their democracy and the attacks on their president. So all of that chaos works in favor of the president who at one point, and I can't say when, but I would say by the summer of 2019, on the outside limit of this, he declares a national emergency and he invokes this executive order and others. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but there are executive orders on the books that were written by Obama that allow the federal government to seize not only the means of communication, that is all media and all internet platforms, but also to seize all means of production, including farms and food, cattle, tractors, plus oil, of course, all fuel resources and energy resources, power plants, coal supplies, fossil fuels, even solar farms. The federal government has executive orders in place right now that can allow it to seize all these things, including it can seize gold. They can seize your bank account. They can, frankly, there's verbiage on the books to seize anything if they declare a sufficient national emergency. Now, this means we're going to have some chaotic times ahead, folks. I mean, very chaotic times. If you think things are bad now, you wait. I mean, you fast forward a few months, 6 months from now, you get into, you know, let's say early 2019, things are going to be insane. You thought the left was insane now. Wait until they start tasting blood and think that they're getting an impeachment, and then the market crashes out from under them, and they blame Trump, and then, you know, the right rises up on the streets of America to defend the country, and Antifa starts shooting, and there's blood in the streets, and then the National Guard is called out, and then there's martial law declared regionally, and you know, see what I'm saying? Where this is going to make today look very calm by comparison. And I don't know if you remember this, but about 8 months ago, I recorded a podcast about being told, because I have a lot of contacts in the military contracting realm, because I do a lot of firearms training, and I interact with a lot of people, you know, active duty, retired duty, retired military, and so on. And I was told that there is an event coming that will cause chaos in 20 to 25 major U.S. cities, and that these private contractors are being told to prepare large numbers of personnel to deploy alongside State Guard, National Guard, and police to deploy to the cities in order to quell the violence and the radical left lynch mobs, or just mobs, that are going to be roaming the streets, setting buildings on fire, bombing vehicles, you know, and murdering people in the streets. So there is an event coming. I've already known this for a while. I just didn't know what was going to trigger it. There's an event coming that is likely to result in mass chaos across, you know, 20 plus U.S. cities. That we know for sure. And there's much more that you need to know to prepare for this. And I'll cover that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on Infowars.com.
Ask yourself if the people of Venezuela knew what was coming 5 years ago, if they knew they were going to be eating out of dumpsters, if they knew that they were going to be buying spoiled meat because the electricity shut down, the power grid has collapsed, and all the groceries are spoiled, but hey, spoiled meat is all you have, you buy spoiled meat. If they knew 5 years ago what they're going through right now, 1,000,000% inflation, do you think they would have done something different? And the answer, of course, the rational answer is yes. If they could see what was coming, they would have stored food. They would have traded their useless currency for gold and silver, right? They would have bought firearms. Excuse me, if those firearms were legal, they would have purchased maybe ammunition. They would have maybe moved out of the city. They would have started a garden. These things make sense because they're the kinds of things that can save your life in a collapse scenario. But now we have, in America, we have a population that doesn't know what's coming. But I believe that there's a Venezuela-like event coming. That's what I've been describing here, that chaos is part of the plan to take us through the next phase of American history. Chaos is actually desired by everybody. It's like the leftists want chaos because they think they can kick Trump out of office or maybe have him executed. And I think Trump wants chaos because that allows him to invoke the emergency executive orders and the national emergency powers that give him control, and he can deploy the National Guard and so on and so forth. So everybody right now has a reason, well, almost everybody, to want more chaos in America. But it's going to disrupt you and your life and the logistics of everything that you're used to. So step back for a moment and think about your preparedness plan. How will you live day to day when there is no delivery of fuel, when the electrical grid is not reliable and you have rolling blackouts, when you can't refrigerate food, let's say? How about the internet doesn't work? You can't get online. How about banks not being able to work very efficiently? You can't get cash out of the ATM. You can't engage in transactions. You can't even write checks to people because they don't have faith that the banking system will work long enough to cash that check. The transactions break down. How will you survive? And believe me, you won't be able to purchase firearms except at very, very high prices. Ammunition will skyrocket again like it did after the Sandy Hook shooting. I mean, right now you can purchase 22 long rifle ammunition for about 6 cents a round. And that's actually the good stuff, like the CCI rounds, you know, the copper-plated hollow point rounds. 6 cents. I remember after Sandy Hook, those were 25 cents a round. They may go to 50 cents a round a year from now. We just don't know. But it'll be hard to get ammo. It'll be hard to get firearms. It'll be hard to get food, any kind of basic supplies, medical supplies, antibiotics, insulin, prescription drugs. All of these things will be very, very difficult to acquire. Imagine the logistics, supply lines of the country breaking down. How will you survive in that scenario? How will you get water, food, shelter? How will you defend your home, your community, your neighborhood, your family? How will you get from point A to point B without being raided on the roads? Do you even know how to navigate on foot? Have you ever walked out of your city? Do you have a bicycle? Do you have an AR-15? I mean, what do you have to survive with if things get very, very bad? Because, you know, one of the sort of leaks that I got many months ago about the military contractors being told to prepare for deploying around U.S. cities, one of the pieces of information I got in that was that they didn't plan to stop the violence in the cities. They planned to quarantine the cities. Now, this is major. You need to understand this. Again, they didn't plan to go into the cities block by block by block and try to shut down the radical left-wing violence and the gang violence in places like, you know, Chicago and Los Angeles and, heck, everywhere else, Houston for that matter, Miami. Just imagine Miami without a functioning police force, right? Neighborhoods will just be swept through. The gangs will work like locusts, just sweeping through entire regions and just raping and pillaging and murdering and stealing and doing everything. No police protection. The military contractors are not going to go door to door and battle the gangs. Their job, is what I've been told, is to secure the key highways and roads and transportation channels in and out of the city, and to mostly let the cities sort of burn out, like let the chaos die out, which means if you're stuck in that city, again, if my information is correct, it's not always correct, but if my information is correct and you're stuck in that city and there's a blockade on the major highways, you can't get out and supplies can't get in, what is your plan? Can you survive a week without police protection if the gangs are running rampant across the town? Can you survive? How many loaded magazines do you have is one of the big questions. Do you have night vision? Where's your PVS 14, right? When was the last time you fired your rifle or cleaned it for that matter or sighted it in? Is it even accurate? Can you use it at night? What about the batteries in your red dot sight or your your illuminated rifle scope. The batteries work? Have you checked? If you're not doing these things, you're not ready. Because this will come upon us so quickly that you won't be able to order from Amazon.com. Oh, I need replacement batteries. Oh, I forgot to get more ammunition. Oh, I need lubrication for the rifle. You're going to find yourself in a situation where you have to depend on what you have stored away. The food, the water, the self-defense items, the body armor, whatever you have on that day, that's it. You don't get any more. So, you know, where's your emergency medicine? Do you have iodine? Do you have a water filter? Do you have medicinal herbs? Do you have natural antibiotics? Do you have antiseptics? Emergency first aid? Do you have tourniquets? Do you have sterile gauze? Do you have, you know, hydrogen peroxide, rubbing alcohol, all these things? I mean, whatever you don't have, you're not going to get. And yes, this kind of chaos can come to America, and I think it's going to happen. I mean, ask yourself, every day that you wake up, is anything getting better? Are we moving toward a more peaceful, sane, rational society? No. It's more insane by the day. It's Twilight Zone time out there. The left-wing zombies, they're deranged lunatics. They are going to push this country into chaos, and I think that the president has figured out a way to use that chaos in a way that helps defeat the deep state. I know it sounds pretty wild. It's like, really? You think this is the plan? I think it could be the plan. I'm not 100% sure, but I've done the analysis. You know, I've been right about a lot of things. You know, people know me from the forensic acoustic analysis of the Las Vegas shooting. I'm the one who did the speed of sound, a bullet strike audio analysis. You know, I'm a scientist. You know, I'm not a stupid person. I've done the math on this, and this looks pretty likely to me. This looks like part of the plan. So don't expect to win the elections in November, even if you go out and vote, which you should do. And I've encouraged everybody to vote against the Democrats at every opportunity in every election. But I don't think it's enough. I think the Democrats are going to take the House. I think they're going to impeach Trump. I think we're going to have market chaos, and we're going to have physical chaos in the streets. I think we're going to have the invocation of national emergencies and martial law type of power, even though it may not be called martial law per se. It will be that kind of situation. And I think we're going to have military or former military active contractors deployed in cities around the country. Again, not in violation of posse comitatus, because they're not active duty military. They're contractors who are former military. I know a lot of these guys, by the way, and you know they're very effective guys. And you know, you offer to pay one of these contractors $2,000 a day, a lot of them are going to say, "Yeah, they'll take you up on it," and they'll go run a blockade. You know what I mean? in a city like Chicago. So this is probably going to happen, at least in my assessment, or some variation of it. The point is, even if this isn't 100% accurate, and it can't be. Even if it's close, you need to step up your preparedness plans. You need to be ready for big things to happen. You need to be ready for chaos. You need to have some cash. You need to have, in my view, some silver, maybe some gold. This is a great time to buy silver right now. Silver coins, you should be loading up on them, as far as I'm concerned. Trade your useless dollars, or someday useless, for physical silver coins. You should be ready to defend your community. You should be ready to defend your nation. You should be ready with food and water and emergency medicine, emergency communications, get your ham radio license, you know, double check everything, because the time is growing short. These things are likely to happen sooner or later. And there's probably a big false flag thrown into the mix of all this to set it off even with more of an acceleration, almost like an accelerant type of event. So this is coming. Things are getting crazy. Time is short. Be prepared. And I will stay on the air here every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com for as long as we can be on the air. But there's going to be a day where even I can't stay on the air. Until then, God bless America. Be safe.